Many of us saw the missile alert on our phones last month, but what about workers who aren't allowed to carry their cell phones with them on the job? Last month, we first reported about the issue of panic buttons as a possibility because of the sexual harassment that hotel housekeepers often face on the job. The Hotel Workers Union sits down with us for some frank talk about whether housekeepers should be allowed to carry cell phones and what's the downside. Last month on The Conversation, the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association raised the issue as it surveyed members. Could cell phones sound the alert for everything from missiles to sexual harassment?
Just getting an alert on a missile attack or a tsunami doesn't solve what you do about it. Doesn't have the hotels have a plan in place. Should you drop everything and go protect your family, or should you stay and help protect the guests? And, you know, this is something that the tsunamis have already raised, you know, where our members had that, you know, that big tsunami one that hit. You know, we were all in Waikiki that night, and, you know, workers were like, I gotta go home. And the hotel's like, hey, wait, we need help, you know, because the guests are far away from their homes. Who's going to take care of them? So, you know, our members, like any human being, would be torn between those two duties to the family and to the guests, you know. And so, just having a phone in and of itself doesn't solve any of those problems. It doesn't solve the question that the government has not put any plan in place on what to do if there was a missile attack. You know, I mean, we were arguing about whether or not this false alarm should have been hit, but if it were real, okay, then what? So you get 15 minutes warning, what are you going to do? And I remember when I was a kid, you know, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, in elementary school, they made us, you know, we had a plan. We were going to walk around here up there. You know, I went to Lincoln School, so we were going to go up to the punch bowl in those old ammo, you know, magazines that got dug into the hill, and all of that wouldn't have worked either. But we had a plan. So this time, you know, everybody's freaking out about this false alarm, and yet there is no plan. The fact is, no governor, no state government has put any money or attention into driving that plan. We can blame the guy who hit the button. We can blame the governor. But no previous governor solved this either. And, you know, and some of the problem, from what I can see, was, you know, just bad software management in some cases, you know. So to the extent that this is a good thing, it's a good thing that people have to look at this. But you have to raise that basic question is, are we any safer by knowing we're about to get blown up or not? But the fact is, you know, how do we protect? In this case, the question you're asking is, does cell phones, would that give us additional protection? And I think it would give us a tool that could provide that. But it's not going to be enough. Okay, everybody who missed the alert, what would they have done different?
You know? Well, we're raising the question because some industries, and apparently the Lodging and Tourism Association polled their members, and that was one of the things that came up is, should we allow our housekeepers to carry phones, you know, whether it's, as Mufi Hanneman put it, whether it's for a missile alert or a tsunami or a sexual harassment incident or a active shooter on the 11th floor, would that help us in an emergency situation? You know, same thing, we looked at handy van drivers, they're not allowed to have cell phones. So, what are the downsides and the plus sides? You seem concerned about the cell phones could be used for tracking and
well, yeah, they already are being used in that fashion. You know, they're increasingly automating housekeeping dispatch work, for example. They're using software to do that, in essence, cell phone software. And we're going to see more and more of our work being transferred to cell phones. You know, I mean, already I can check in on an app and get a key design and go straight to my room in these hotels that have equipped themselves, and more will do so. I don't even have to see a front desk clerk going in or out. So what's, you know, so this cell phone stuff is a two-edged sword in a variety of ways. It's being used to kind of monitor, and they have programs that will do this, and they're going to be rolled out, and we're going to have to deal with it, where, you know, the cell phone that you're carrying is going to, just like these step counter programs, you know, I saw in the paper how that came out, and just step counter programs mean, in essence, you're able to find military bases.
Right.
So there's unintended consequences. And so, you know, the cell phone would give management a tool to use to monitor workers' activity and direct it, and that's all stuff they would like to do.
So basically, they'd be timing the housekeepers. You're spending way too much time in room 1129. Hurry up. Get on to the next one.
What were those 30 steps you took at 1107? And where were you going? You know, and, you know, so there's any in any situation like this, it cuts both ways. So certainly we don't oppose it. I mean, our members want to carry their phones, and it's not just for this reason. I mean, how do you know if your daughter missed a bus and is at the bus stop and it's getting dark and you need to know that? And how do you find that out? And, you know, you can call the hotel and you can call the department. You can't always get a call through. So, you know, it cuts both ways. And so, like anything else, we would have to, you know, we would have to try to separate those out and deal with it. To try to deal with the good stuff and the bad stuff. And, of course, management might see what's good and bad differently from what we do. So it's not surprising to me that, you know, that the hotel, I mean, Mufi represents the hotel managements. And so when he surveyed them, he's speaking, you know, what management's view would be. And he's busy raising the question, gee, all these years we've been telling them don't carry them, maybe we should change that. And I think that's a legitimate question and should be addressed by the hotel managers. But it's not going to be just one way. You know, and, you know, we talked to, you know, I think you had a previous discussion about panic buttons and that sort of thing in the light of all this Me Too stuff and the sex harassment issues that, you know, finally are getting proper attention. You know, and we are a union of women. You know, 3/4 of our members are women. And so this is vitally important to us. You know, so, you know, we have in other cities these panic buttons, and, you know, and that's a useful tool. But by itself, it's not going to solve the problem. The companies have a conflict of interest in this regard. They can basically kick somebody out for harassing an employee, and that person can then go right across the street and take their business to some other hotel. And so in order for the panic buttons to work, I think we would have to, you know, to work as intended, as we would hope they would work. We would also have to pass, like Chicago has done and Seattle has done, an ordinance where all hotels would have to
Buy in.
Would have to deal with it the same way. Otherwise, every hotel is going to be worried. And the people who do this stuff, many of them are very wealthy people who have that sense of entitlement that gives them the idea that they can do this in the first place.
Right, it's all about power.
Yes, and but in this case, money. Because if, you know, if you take one of these high rollers and you basically 86 them out of the hotel, they take $1 million of business across the street. So we would need the community as a whole to take a stand on this and require everybody to do it so that we can take away that conflict of interest, which would then allow and encourage and properly incentivize the hotels to do the right thing by workers who are being harassed.
That was Eric Gill, head of Local 5, the hotel workers union that represents 8,500 employees. The labor contracts for about a dozen hotels expires this summer, and the issue of cell phones or panic buttons could be on the table.